This is Devin.
And this is Elmer.
Welcome to the Forum Journey Podcast.
Devin, first off, it was so much fun to visit with Aaron and Tammy the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I love hearing their stories.
First of all, it's humbling. Let's just get that out there, to think that someone would be interested in following us. But it is. It's one of those things, because obviously Aaron probably follows you more than
well, but
me.
They've been around for as long as they have.
Yeah. No. I mean, and they've stayed the course.
Yeah.
Because again, I hope everyone realizes that it's that we just wanted to give you a glimpse. Just a glimpse of what it might look like if someone was to follow you.
Yeah, it isn't like I taught a class and here are my pupils, right. My students. These are the ones that we did life together, journey together, and right. We're still in relationship, in a discipling relationship, even, and seeing who they're discipling now.
Right. And again, guys, we just want to remind you, discipleship, it is fun, it's rewarding, but at times, guys, it does get messy. It gets really hard. But it is so worth it.
So worth it.
So worth it. And I think if you were to ask Aaron and Tammy, would they say walking out this journey of discipleship, I think they would tell you that this is the best thing they've ever done. And again, it's not the perfect thing that they've ever done.
Yeah. Well, and I love even last week as Tammy was sharing about this journey that she started through Forum and this discipleship was at a moment that perfect timing for where she was at in her life, what God was leading her in, and what it was that God was leading her into,
right,
and where she's at sitting now.
And it's funny because, Devin, if we stop and reflect where we were being led, and so it is how those emerge together. It's kind of like a Y going into one lane, and you're thinking, wow, this has got to be the Spirit of God, because we could have never done it. Well, guys, I know Aaron and Tammy would tell you that they've drank the Kool-Aid of discipleship for mission. And hopefully, if you haven't heard their story of how they've been on the Forum journey with us, I would really encourage you to take a listen to the last two episodes.
Yeah, episode 14, 15.
It's very, very, very insightful. And it is our plan. Our plan, it will be to interviewing others who have been with on this journey with us.
Yeah.
And hopefully here in the next coming months, you will hear about them. But Devin, before we go any further, we really need to address the elephant in the room.
We didn't know it was an elephant until we were talking to Aaron.
Correct.
And man, it was apparent.
Right? It was a huge elephant too. How?
How did we miss it?
How did we miss the learning circle, Devin?
Well, now it's there. We're going to have it up on the website, this video illustration of the learning circle. But the learning circle is, it's about hearing from God. And oftentimes we get a lot of practice in getting the information.
Totally.
Somebody telling us, here it is.
I've taken a 6 weeks course.
Right.
On listening to God, right? And I've got the 6 weeks in, and I'm now listening to God,
right? And
because I got that information, kind of like potato chips, Devin.
And most of the time, I'm listening to somebody else tell me how that's supposed to go.
Ooh, correct.
But in the learning circle, it is listening to God. This practice of paying attention, processing through what is it that God is saying to me, and what is he calling me to do about it.
And Devin, I think you'd agree with me, it's foundational in Forum.
Absolutely. And I would say foundational in discipleship and our relationship with God.
Yeah,
I think the church maybe has spent less time on this.
I don't know if it's less time, or maybe it just is
less of a focus.
I think it's a little scary, Devin.
Well, but this draws for me back to the theology of God and church.
Okay. No,
if,
I agree.
If we have the perspective that church is at the center of this thing, and you've got to come to church and religious and church people to find out your marching orders and what God is saying, well, then that keeps the church in the center.
Yeah.
But if we remove the church from the center, we put God there, And we say, no, God will give you your marching orders. We got to hear from him. We got to practice
No, Devin, I obviously don't disagree. I mean, there are sometimes I disagree with you, but I totally agree with you. And again, I think you and I would both recognize, I know my tribe and your tribe is very close to mine, that just wasn't something that we leaned into.
No, because I had a pastor to ask, what should I do?
Right.
And they
would
tell me.
And that is probably as from our educational background that we got at our great esteemed university, that was a college when I was there because it was so many years ago. That wasn't something that really, we were talking about how to preach. We were talking about how to talk to people.
Yeah.
We were talking about how to get people to come to Sunday morning.
Right.
It was
putting the church in the middle.
Right. In fact, I've said for years, Devin, if you give enough free stuff away, people will come. Right. And seriously,
I mean, you have enough lights and fog machines.
Right. Yeah.
People will be in awe.
They will show up. Devin, you made a statement. You probably don't remember this.
Probably
but it
not.
Was last fall as we were actually teaching this to our forum students. You said learning circle, hearing from God and processing and discovering what he is saying. That's God, what God is saying and what he is inviting us into. And how are we going to respond to God's invitation? And Devin, I think that really, really kind of sums up what the learning circle is about.
Yeah.
And again, it's not something that that just we stop and go, oh, if you hang out with Elmer and Devin, you'll be hearing from God. It's hard work.
Well, we'll definitely be asking the question, what is God saying? And
correct.
That's what I think oftentimes when I was as a young adult, a teenager, a kid, when I was wondering what is it that I should do, what is it that God is saying, I wasn't asking God. I wasn't listening to God.
Right.
I was asking.
Oh, you're asking your youth pastor.
I was asking a youth pastor, another
totally.
Adult, another spiritual person, a religious person who I thought, well, they must know better than I. And I will then do, you know, if they are doing something that looks like that's what God's telling me to do, then I should do that.
But I didn't
spend time asking or listening.
Figuring out. No. Because I think one of the things that that when God is calling us to do something or he's asking, he's nudging, it sometimes feels uncomfortable.
Well, totally. Because you're not in control.
Right.
And if I like, well, I don't want, if I ask God what it is he's saying and I get something back that I don't think I want to do that, then, but you know, like Jonah, right?
Right. Well,
go to Nineveh. I'm going to choose something else.
I don't like those people.
I don't want to go there. I'm going to do something else. But if we spend time asking God, listening, it will be out, maybe outside our comfort zone.
But it's so hard to do, Devin. It is so hard to hear from him. Can we just put that out there?
I don't know. I think the more we practice, the more we lean into that, I think the easier it gets.
I mean, I remember, let's be honest, all of us have probably thought something of this nature, that if we hear from God, he might send us to like Africa. And I don't want to go to Africa.
Honestly, mine was like, I don't want to talk to my neighbors.
Well, there's that too.
Okay, right? I wasn't even sent to Africa.
And
it was
again,
like, go meet your neighbors. Really?
Really?
I am not a meet my neighbors kind of guy.
I think one of the things that that you and I would say as we have leaned into the learning circle, it's probably less about being sent somewhere that you don't want to go, and probably more so about what does it look like in your surrounding places where you have influence,
right?
Neighbor, coworker,
family
member.
I would say even before the doing, it's the being.
Right. Oh, that's true. Good call.
Even in the hearing from God, we might hear more of our identity in him.
True. True.
That where it's foundational, that it's, you know, it's understanding more of who God is and who I am because of him.
Okay. Well, hey, let's unpack. It's a little bit hard to unpack the learning circle on the podcast, but
we got a video for you. So you can watch that before or after or both.
Or both. Yeah. And again, so it comes from Mark 1:15, and Jesus says the time, which is Kairos, has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news of the gospel. You hear that, Devin, learning circle, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to...
You're going to be at a whiteboard or a napkin or a piece of paper.
Sure, I'm going to be... Well, probably, honestly, it's in my head first. I'm a visual person. So, yeah, okay. I do like seeing it up written down, but I see it in my head, too. I see that time, the kairos, and there...
Let's give a short definition of the kairos.
Kairos is a Greek word for time. Okay. So another Greek word for time is chronos, and that's what's right. on your watch or your right. clock on the wall. That is the telling of time. Yeah. A kairos is a moment in time. Yeah.
And I when I think of the word kairos or how do you say it? Kairos.
Whatever. Are you mocking my Greek pronunciation?
Okay, how dare you? I don't even know English.
How
do I know
dare
Greek?
You mock my Greek?
But that said, it I've always looked at that as God breaking in.
Yeah, moment in time.
That moment in time where He's just breaking in, where He's just like, "Hey, Elmer, Devin."
I think honestly,
I'd like to get
in
your
the
attention.
Conversations I've had even this last week, I'm like, you know, I think that was a kairos.
Yeah, totally.
I'm processing through it. I was like, oh, I think that moment, that conversation, I think that was a kairos.
Yeah,
and I'm stopping to reflect and like, here's what I was thinking. Here's what I was observing. Here's what I was feeling
right.
in that moment.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, Lord, what is it that you're saying? Because that really is this first part. God, what are you saying to me?
Right. So let's break it down, Devin. If we were at a whiteboard, we would have the Chronos line. We'd have an X representing the Kairos, of God breaking in.
Yeah, this moment in time, this Kairos. And then
we would make a circle.
We'd make a circle under the line.
And on the right side of that, we would...
We'd write these three words.
Let's talk about repent and believe first.
Well, I will get to that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I would put that right now.
Oh, now we're arguing about which... This is how it goes, people. It's interpretation.
All right.
So I would go look in the midst of this Kairos moment, this right. moment in time, God breaking in, getting our attention. I want to stop and process this. I want to observe what's going on. I want to take notice of
what He's teaching me.
Yeah, in this moment, what's happening? Whether it's a conversation, it's a movie I watched, some music I'm listening to, something I read, something
right.
a sermon I listened to. Or experience.
Or a podcast that you listen to.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. Doubtful, but maybe. and so I want to observe, and then I want to reflect.
Right.
What is it that is in this moment that I am thinking, feeling?
Just getting the clarification.
Yeah.
Of what God is trying to lean into you and teach
yeah.
you.
And then I want to discuss. I want to bring other people in this. I want to have conversations with people who maybe are not part of this moment, but somebody who I can...
I trust.
And who, not only this is what I love, somebody who I trust, but somebody who I trust is going to hurt my feelings. Tell me what it is that I need to hear.
Let's call it speaking truth. Let's not call it hurting feelings.
Okay. Well, I just want,
I'm the one who normally likes to hurt feelings.
It's
so
true. Make people cry.
Yeah. I don't, that does happen.
But yeah, speak truth into into that moment.
Yes.
And with observe, reflect, and discuss, all getting to this point of
what is God saying?
What is God saying in this repentance?
Right, right.
And it says repent and believe in Mark 1:15. Repent and believe in the good news. So if repenting is this really getting my attention, but shifting
right.
even my perspective, because right. really repent is coming back or closer
right.
to God.
Right. Turning around.
And that's where I want to come back. I want to come closer to what it is God is saying.
Sure. Okay. So on the other side, well, Devin, let's just check. I mean, our evaluation, let me rephrase that because I don't want to speak for you. My evaluation is a lot of our Bible study, a lot of our small groups are wrapped up in observing the Word of God, reflecting on the Word of God, and discussing the Word of
God. And then it ends.
Correct. I
it's
see
a cliff
that
we fall off of.
I see, and then we come back the following week.
We're like, yeah, here's another verse. Okay,
and let's
observe
go and
it, reflect on it.
Because I think there is an action piece that God really desires for us, and that's probably what distinguishes the learning circle.
Yeah. Well, I love giving the example. If you're going to have a Bible study through James.
Okay.
We're gonna observe. We're gonna read it. We're gonna observe. We're gonna reflect on it, and have discussions about it.
Right.
And we get to this point of what it, of getting to the question, answering the question, what's God saying? As we study and read James,
right?
Book of James.
I'm studying.
You're like, wow, this is incredible. Things are going on. What's God saying? Well, there's some good stuff here, and that's what it remains. Good stuff here. If we just say,
I mean, like good stuff in the book of James.
In the book of James. Just but if you read the book of James and you're asked a question, God, what are you saying? And what do you want me to do about it? If many people read it and aren't hearing, take care of the orphan, the widow, the foreigner.
Okay, but can I skip over that, please? Because right now that's not a priority for me and I'm really busy.
Right. Well, like, yeah, I got my political party to support. It's really going to be hard to take care of my orphan, my widow, and my... I'm just saying, if we in diving into scripture, if it ends with that's good stuff here,
right,
and it doesn't become something. So ultimately, that we Devin, hear you, God saying, "Live this out."
Aaron said this a couple weeks ago. This is about getting to the heart of what God wants for us.
Yeah,
and how we move, and what we would call is how do we move around the circle, so that we can move from the repent side to the believe.
Which the believe is this action of the heart lived out in the world. Well,
Transformed.
Yeah.
Changed. It's there. The action isn't me just doing something. It's me becoming something that I wasn't before.
Yeah, because there's this repent side, this shift and change in the heart.
Right.
And the believe side is that change and shift in the heart being lived out in my life.
Totally. So the first thing that we do in the when we come around the circle, in the
learning circle,
to the believe side, is we make a plan. The idea, guys, here is that we discern really what it is that God is trying to teach us.
Yeah.
And then what we try to do is, you know, it could be in a conversation that we're having with someone. Maybe there's some things that we need to remove from our life because, you know, hey, this is something that is just, dude, this is wrong. And I recognize it. It's a sin that I need to say, Lord, I got to get rid of this.
Repent and ask forgiveness.
And it could be as simple as just reading your scripture, maybe inviting God to have more of a part of your walk each day.
Yeah.
And it could be just maybe saying no to something that you keep saying yes to.
Right.
And God might be revealing. And God's like, no, that's not what I have for you. So there's not the plan necessarily isn't there's not one size fits all.
Right.
But I will say to you this, it more than likely probably has to do with your identity.
Right. Yeah. And I was just going to say that the Kairos for me in this last week have all been about my own identity in how I'm recognizing this is how God sees me.
Right.
This is how I am in relationship.
And that's a constant thing, Devin.
Oh, constant. Yeah, and then it's constant. How I live it out in the people around me. So like if God's willing to give me grace, am I willing to offer grace to the people that I'm engaging with, the things that, you know, the conversations I'm having is like, is that what I'm willing
that
to offer?
That seems to be a constant kairos for each of us, giving people grace. So then the second one, we're coming around this learning circle, is accountability.
It's accountability, inviting people into our lives to ask the question, how, you know, if this is what you've heard God say to you,
right,
and this is what your plan of attack is in living this out, how's it going?
Yeah. And again, inviting them. Hey, will you just maybe either through a text. I mean, it's not like you have to tuck them in at night, but it's a relationship.
It could be like I'm about to have this conversation with someone, and I've heard this from God about who I am in Him and how He's created me, and I'm about to go interact or have a conversation with this group, and. Would you pray for me in the midst of that? Here's what I hear God saying and how I want to, you know, engage in that way. And will you ask how it's going when I'm done?
So one of our disciples last week, Devin, asked me to pray for them on Monday because they were making a presentation. First time they've done it. They were really nervous and pray for me. I'm freaking out. So I contacted him yesterday. I sent a text. Hey, how'd things go Monday? What happened on Monday?
They forgot.
So I had to copy the text, send it to them, and they're like, oh yeah, that went really well. Actually, I'm going to do two more. And so hey, funny. thanks for the prayers.
They totally have been like, oh no, it's good.
Yeah. And so sometimes it's not that way. Sometimes it's totally opposite, but again, the accountability. And then finally it's act, go and do what the plan is that you've created.
Yeah.
And again, guys, we're leaning into what we hear God saying. One of the things
What we're going to do about it.
Correct.
We're going to put some action into what we hear God saying.
And again, that for some of us in our tribes, that's not been something that we really have had a lot of conversations about. And I think it's something that as Devin and I have done form, one of the favorite things, guys, you guys know that both Devin and I are pastors. One of the freeing things in my life, guys, is the fact that I do not have to tell someone what to do. And it is so freeing as a pastor. If you're a pastor,
it's freeing as somebody who's discipling someone else.
Totally.
As a mentor, as a discipler, but it's also freeing personally.
Oh no, it is. I mean, both. Yes, hands down. And then we get to celebrate what God's doing. And I'm just going to say, I'm just going to give a couple examples of Caleb. Caleb, we'll have him on the podcast at some point. Yeah. And Caleb and I were meeting in the summer of 19. And I was like, hey, man, I just thank you for leading our Thrive group. Really appreciate that. It was our college group. I said, but what's the mission? And we were having coffee together. And I mean, it was probably less than 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later. He's like, I know what it is, Elmer. It's futsal. And I'm like, I don't know what futsal is, but hey, I'm so glad that God's speaking to you. And guys, here's the fun thing. I didn't have to know what futsal was.
Yeah.
All I had to do was join him and support him, which is what we did.
Well, no, but also ask the question.
And
what is it you hear from God?
What do you hear from God? And so once he heard that, we came alongside him, got some equipment. And so it's indoor soccer, for those guys who don't know. And what my favorite thing about that story is that brought us Alejandro and Kaya to our church.
Yeah.
And I will just, it's because I didn't tell Caleb what to do. I didn't say, hey, Caleb, go do this.
Yeah. Will you lead this futsal ministry that I think will be a great idea? I have no idea what futsal is, but will you go lead that?
Yeah, totally.
And it wasn't, you know, again, that happens to people where somebody asks you to do something, and that can happen all the time, but maybe it's not something that you hear.
Right.
And if it isn't, maybe you have the capacity and the ability to pull it off, but how long is it going to last?
Right. Right.
But if it's something you hear from God, I mean, it's really hard to ignore. If we're going to practice listening to him,
right.
If we hear this from God, it's really hard to ignore. And then to see what God's going to do in the midst of that.
And I think, Devin, we could have example after example of disciples that we've walked with. And some of the decisions they made, guys, you're looking at going, what happened there, Lord? And other times it's like, wow, man, we can just see God at work. And so again, but isn't that part of our life? I mean, that's our life story. How many decisions have you and I made, Devin, that we look back and go, huh, that was a decision we made? we just named a couple wilderness experiences that we've gone through. But hey, guys, ultimately the whole idea behind the learning circle is that we are trying to get to the heart of the matter. And guys, ultimately God is looking to shape and mold us into his image. And frankly, that takes time.
Yeah.
And it takes work.
Yeah. But it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Again, this is a powerful tool. And it's something that if you want more information about that, about this tool, feel free to either contact us on our website, contact us from Facebook, contact on Instagram, and we'll gladly be able to kind of share with you some more. But I mean, shout out to Aaron for either accidentally or purposely telling us that was something that needed for us to take a look at. So guys, thank you again for hanging out with us. We look forward to sharing some more, but we're about two things: reproducible discipleship and
Kingdom Stories.
This podcast is produced by Ian Goodell. And if you would like to contact us, visit formjourney.com as well as Facebook and Instagram. We would love to hear your kingdom stories. And thanks for listening. God bless.